Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the PTK podcast. We got a couple members here. Let's go ahead and we got Wish, we got Cringe Lord Hime, we have JT the G,
what's up,
and Hydrix.
What the fuck?
I was thinking there'd be like a crowd or something.
we need. Dude, we need JT to download
a clap track.
Yes.
Oh,
shit. We need a clapping soundboard.
Dang, dude.
So we're just gonna start running these. We missed some of the ones when they weren't here, but let's see. Choose a superpower. If you were a superhero, would you pick your significant other as your sidekick? No.
Ooh, no.
Fuck no.
Yeah, that's a no.
That'd be cool.
No. Nope.
That bitch getting in the way. No.
I will.
What the hell?
Heck no, then I have to worry about her. Fuck that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like,
wait,
I need, I need to be able to abandon my sidekick.
What?
Hey, it's true.
I can't hear Alyssa.
Nothing.
I'm not taking my sidekick. Yeah,
I'm not. Batman's. Plus, I don't want to be arguing while I'm trying to save lives, bro.
You'd be strong. I'd feel more like scared if she was vulnerable. Like, because she doesn't have powers and stuff.
Yeah.
She gets powers.
One said that she got powers, motherfucker.
Oh, wait. She's just there? She just works there? Oh, no.
She's like Scooby-Doo to your Shaggy.
Yeah.
Wait, most psychics don't have powers.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I thought psychics just has like a lesser rank. Teammate,
exactly, because they don't have superpowers.
They are lesser ranked. They're just really lesser ranked.
And nothing good ever happens to sidekicks.
Look at Batman's side, right?
Yeah, you know how many Robins
he turned to Nightwing.
My boy be Robin.
One of them died and came back to life. the other one was literally his son that he'd never raised. Okay,
we need to choose a different fucking person.
Who else has a psychic? Kryptonite, the crypto dog, but then you're eating dog food. So.
Green Arrow. Green Arrow sidekick becomes Arsenal and gets his arm cut off. Cloned.
I'm not liking this, bro.
He doesn't know if he's the clone or not. He knows there is a clone, but he doesn't know if he's.
I don't get it.
That's some big brain shit. I don't know what was going on.
No, yeah, I'd say no then. I thought, like, they get superpowers. If they just work there. They just work there.
Dude, they're just following you in, like, spandex and underwear on outside the spandex.
Wait, like Miss Incredible?
Miss Incredible, I mean? Okay.
She got dumpy.
They weren't psychics to each other. They were two separate heroes that like fell in love.
True.
Okay. What about Syndrome?
When he was a kid. And Mr.
I do not want a little Syndrome following me around.
Listen. And Mr. Incredible would be Mrs. Incredible's sidekick. Let's be honest.
Hey, Andrew, what about Syndrome, but when he's a kid?
That guy fucking needed to be slapped.
Fuck.
Andrew,
he said, "Go." He said, "Go home, buddy. I work alone."
How about the Credit-Mobile, dude?
Dude, that guy wears a cape. You already know it's all bad.
Oh no,
it's all bad from there.
You don't believe capes?
If you had to pick your superpower,
all the superpowers.
No flying. No teleportation.
Anything.
Way too busted. No, way too busted.
Super speed every time.
Okay.
mine would be lightning.
I like super speed.
Okay. Wait, were you trying to cross that off the list too, JT? Or what?
I like the daughter from Incredibles.
Invisible. Psychic thing.
Invisible psychic shit.
I like that.
She's basically a Jedi. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
that's...
exactly.
Wait, would you be a Sith or would you die?
Sith, only.
I don't even know the lore for the Sith. I don't even know why the Sith are the Sith.
Because they believe in motion power.
What power?
They believe emotions are power.
Oh. What does the other side think?
The emotion cloud judgment.
Oh.
Like,
they can't
Sith
coexist?
That...
Damn.
Well, no, there is. It's called a gray Jedi.
I don't like a stranger, bro.
Yeah, I want to hear you guys' best bad or dad joke.
Somebody said I had dad sense of humor.
You do. 100%.
You do.
What? This is question marking. Somebody said that to me at a Christmas party. My
like,
cousin was like I don't think so.
Half of your jokes are like dad jokes.
Yeah.
And then like the other half are just like weird obscure ones.
That's putting it lightly. Weird and obscure is putting it lightly.
Yeah.
What's the dad jokes? Tell me a dad joke then.
Okay, what's a dinosaur's least favorite cleaning product?
Wait. You could get this. Say it again.
What is a dinosaur's least favorite cleaning product?
I don't know.
Something about was probably
Comet.
Oh.
What's, is that a cleaning product?
Yes. What's a dinosaur's least favorite reindeer?
Who's least favorite?
What is a dinosaur's least favorite reindeer?
I don't know, man. Rudolph.
Comet.
Reindeer. Well, yeah, that one makes sense.
So you find it funny.
Yeah.
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
It's
bear necessities.
A bear with no teeth.
A gummy bear.
Those are the jokes I make.
Yes. I'm gonna record the next one.
Oh my god.
What do you call a dinosaur with great vocabulary?
A Theosaurus Rex.
A thesaurus.
Wait. I
don't know why you had to add Rex to it.
Because that's better.
What do you call a cow and an earthquake?
Milkshake.
Stop laughing like that.
I didn't think I made those jokes. That's kind of funny.
It's not like, it's not like you make a joke, right? It's like we'll say something, your response back to it will be a dad joke.
Yeah, it's your response to something that's like would be like that. Why are you laughing? Like away from the mic? What the fuck?
I kind of get what you guys are saying. I kind of get what you guys are saying.
Oh shit! He's not all the way on board. He's not sold.
What do you call an acid with an attitude?
Acid reflex.
And yeah. Acid.
I'm getting tired of these jokes. My brother tells these jokes all day.
Fucking jokes are the best.
I wiped them from my memory, so I don't remember.
What's next on the question?
Hey, Marcus. I have a question. You might know because you were in Hawaii. Do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Or aloha.
That was pretty light.
See, there you go. There.
Oh, no. Okay.
How do you know that one?
What do you mean?
Like, who taught you that?
It's on Google, bro. Bro.
Did he make it up?
I doubt that.
No, he didn't. That one.
Would you change how you live your life? Oh my god, just go with your stupid question.
No. I was gonna ask the one GTS earlier.
Huh? What was that?
What transformer would you be, Marcus, if you could turn any car?
Yeah. What vehicle would you turn into?
I don't even remember a lot of them.
No, you can pick any fucking vehicle, my guy.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have like a favorite car. I'd want to be a helicopter.
Oh, a helicopter.
You can chop shit up, dude.
You're fine.
That's like dual purpose.
Wait, you're big brain. I can mow the lawn.
You are a dad.
What the heck? I can mow the lawn. I can fly to places.
You're getting shit on by a jet.
What? I don't want to be a jet, though. That's like too much.
Yeah, but what if you just have
a rocket ship at that point?
Like, yeah. Come on, Tyro.
A rocket ship would get fucked up by a jet. What are you talking about?
What?
Dude. How's a rocket ship going to do?
Not in a marathon, dude. Not in a marathon.
I'm not talking about racing. I'm talking about getting your ass beat.
What? No, you need to get some Power Ranger like rocket ship. It's
hey,
over.
Bro, I fucking rocket ship your ass. Yeah. Fucking, I got flamethrowers and shit. Yeah. I melt your fucking bitch.
They be stealing parts off those homies, bro. You got a good
Elon
part.
Mustiff.
I'm
his rocket ship. It'd be Elon Mustiff.
Yeah, I'd want to. I want to be a. I want
an
be
electric a. rocket ship. True. True. All right. Would you change how you live your life if life was a video game and you just respawn?
Oh. I don't know.
You're saying if I have multiple lives?
Yeah. If you could respawn, would you change what you're doing?
Fuck yes.
I mean, what really makes it different? Like, now you just know how it feels to fucking die. Like.
I mean,
I don't think I'd want to, bro.
Yeah, you know, like when you get shot, that's what's gonna.
But like, you're not making more money. You're not able to do extra shit. You just.
You don't even know what you're respawning as.
You respawn. Okay, no, you respawn at home. You respawn at home.
I assume you just.
Oh, that didn't give me anything.
If I fucking eat a bad mushroom, and I don't turn large, you know.
Yeah, I think feeling something would scare me into never doing stuff like that. Like, imagine eating. I love mushrooms, but you're like, oh, I'll just eat whatever because it doesn't matter. I eat a bad mushroom, I'd be terrified of mushrooms for the rest of my life, even if I can't die.
What do you mean?
It's like, it doesn't give you.
I'd be like the best handyman. I'll go up on roofs. I'll get shit done fast. But oh wait, maybe I won't. I might fall off and then respawn at home. Shit.
They gotta clean up the old body, bro. Like,
people would be starting to do like tac deaths to like get back to the spawn faster.
Heck yeah!
Drive to Vegas, have all your fun. You know what? Drive back home, just die.
Tac insert. What the fuck?
And then just keep like running, like instantly, like you're speedrunning.
He said, he stored too much cocaine. He OD'd. He's on the ground. He just disappeared. He went back home.
You would, yeah, there'd be no reason to care about that. Oh my god.
Yeah, see, big brain.
I mean, there's uses for it, but like nothing that's gonna get you ahead in life.
And you just fall off a building.
I guess you could do crazy thing and make money for it, I guess.
Hell yeah, you could be Evil Knievel.
But like I said, you're gonna. I feel like you're still gonna.
If you're the only
you're
one,
still gonna
if you're
feel
the only
that.
That. If you're the only one that can do it, you can do like some crazy like magic tricks and pop back up in the background.
But now you see me, dude.
You're gonna okay, but then you're gonna be doing actually impossible stuff, and then people are gonna copycat and just die. Like
that's not my problem.
Oh no.
And then you can only do the tricks in front of your house.
No, who says you?
No,
can't
I could travel and then I respawn
oh,
back
oh,
at my
you're
house.
You're saying have the yeah, but the second spot would always be your house.
Dude, you know what would be crazy? So you do that, and then people just think you're a fucking superhero. So not like this guy's a fucking magic person. You literally turn yourself into a god. Shit. You have to do it.
Wait, no, you just buy houses. You just buy multiple houses, and then whatever you're thinking of last is the one you go to. Like, whatever one's your, think is your home.
Who says you don't have, like, a little, like, statue as your spawn point?
No, he literally said your house is your spawn point.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, dude. Well,
how would it work if you had multiple houses? I guess the one you mainly live in. I don't know.
Dude, you just big brain it. I told you, man. You make everyone think you're a god, and you're just like, you make them do Fortnite dances.
I mean, some people would do it. Yeah.
Heck yeah. And then I appear again after I fall off of a building.
Are you having someone getting rid of the scene, though? Because does your body disappear when it dies?
I'd assume so. If you're
going through space and time,
going back to your house.
I don't know. There's some places where you respawn and you go back and you still see your body.
What? Well, I mean, Diablo.
There's a couple games.
Wow. You literally look at your body.
No, no. You walk up and you claim your body. Bones are.
I guess maybe your body would disappear. It'd be very inconvenient to have a dead body around, but your DNA is somewhere else.
You could fake your death now.
Dude, like, never mind. I'm not saying that out loud. That one's troubling.
I forgot. I don't even know the beginning of the question. I tuned in halfway through it. Was it like whatever anime you'd want to be in? Is that what the question would be?
No. If you were to die and you could respawn, would you do it?
I heard something about anime earlier, so I missed it.
You're on like 12 pages, like.
Yeah, I'm playing a game. Back, so. Bud. Yeah.
You're reading a different book. It's funny when I don't hear Marcus's fucking mic, but I hear it through Alyssa.
It's because he's still watching. Yeah.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I keep on hearing it through Alyssa's.
Her threshold's super high. Look, you can hear my like space bars.
Alyssa, fix your threshold.
No.
Okay.
She thought about it. What's the next question? Wait, I thought you had a list.
I had one, but I forgot. It was in my head.
What do you mean? No, my.
Okay, God. A spoonful of mayonnaise?
Oh, no.
Not this one.
Okay. Never mind.
No, do it.
Was this a fucking would you rather?
Yeah.
Ask it.
Oh, no. I'm
spoonful
scared.
Of mayonnaise or spoonful of like super hot sauce?
Mayonnaise.
Oh.
Hot sauce.
Oh, that was a little fast, bro.
Hot sauce.
That guy off the rip hit the man in.
That's hard. That's hard.
You already asked me this.
Yeah, I know, but now there's more.
I think it's because Andrew's a little bitch when it comes to spicy, right?
I don't like hot sauce.
Yeah. So that's understandable for him. But if you're what kind of hot sauce are we talking about?
Like, it's going to make you not want it again. That's how hot it is.
Mayonnaise.
So it's like that one time when we ate the fucking. It's hotter than the beef jerky we had that one time with Sam.
It's two of those.
Dude, I don't want to throw up. Like, I will take spice every time. The mayonnaise will make me throw up. That is just a spoonful
of
mayonnaise.
Like a big scoop. A big scoop.
I'm taking the hot sauce every time. I don't care.
How much hot sauce are we talking about?
You said a spoonful.
Yeah, like a spoonful. But just think about it. Don't even think about the amount. It's hot enough like to make you not want to do it again.
Yeah, I that every time. I throwing up makes me want to throw up. Like even thinking about
Last time I had really hot sauce, I felt like I was high.
Oh yeah. I think I've heard that before.
Like I actually thought I was fucking high. Oh fuck.
And it wasn't a pleasant high.
But Marcus, you gotta ask the next question.
What?
So the next question.
He asked, all right, you whatever your choice, or think of crickets. Season's crickets.
Oh, I just keep changing it. Usually the way you play Would You Rather is you keep staying on, once somebody picks one, you pick the other one, then just keep fighting until they'll do it. You know what I mean? That's why I said they're so spoonful of mayonnaise. Or why are we even finish the other one? But I would do the hot stuff.
Yeah, probably hot sauce. I think.
Yes,
I
feel like it would be hot sauce.
I would rather do the crickets.
Right. So then it was a spoonful of mayonnaise or a spoonful of crickets that are seasoned.
Well, mine was hot sauce.
Seasoned crickets are good. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
are they like?
Yeah, like people would eat them.
I ate one in a sucker. It was like,
I've had like actual just like dried crickets.
It sounds gross, but like it's not.
It's not.
No,
it's not.
I can't.
It really
crickets,
isn't.
Crickets. I want my feeder crickets. They stink so bad.
No, have. You need a. I'm gonna buy a.
So
bag
that's probably all I could
bug.
Think
wait,
of.
Wait, but they're seasoned instead
like,
of candy.
I'm going to buy a bag.
I've never had like seasoned. I've never had, like the candy.
It's like chips. It's honestly like
oh,
chips.
Oh, they salty.
Yeah. Because they season
like
it with
seasoned,
salt.
Like,
what do you mean?
No, I thought it was gonna be like the seasoning, like. I don't even know what I'm thinking about, like a barbecue.
Like you can get barbecue fucking like bugs.
Crickets, yeah.
Oh.
I've eaten seasoned ants.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the seasoned crickets then. I just mayonnaise is, you need that on bread, bro. You can't eat that by itself. You need
I
that with something.
Dude, that shit, I'm telling you, crickets smack.
I agree. I'll take the crickets.
I want to buy us like a bag of fucking
this bugs. Episode is about to be called a spoon
home,
of mayonnaise.
I'm going
to
come home one day and there's going to be a package for me and it's going to be a thing of fucking crickets you ordered me.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that would be a video. We ate a spoon of mayonnaise, and this is what happened.
I can eat a spoon
we
of mayonnaise.
We started with a spoon of mayonnaise, and this is what happened. Dude.
No. Instead of the video making people eat a spoon of mayonnaise, we just do an actual video where we get a spoon of a bunch of stuff and then make people pick. Dude, yes. Yes, that's a video.
No, you have to go through tiers, just like Marcus is saying.
What do you mean?
So okay, you don't want the spoon of mayonnaise. You're gonna eat the hot sauce. All right, you take the hot sauce. Now you have another spoon of hot sauce, or you can have the crickets. And you just keep on going down the list.
Oh. Okay. So either you keep doing the same thing, but what if one? So you gotta just make them all bad then.
Yeah.
Or would you rather let a dog lick inside your mouth, Terrell, or eat a spoon of mayonnaise?
Eat a spoon of mayonnaise.
Yeah, I think it's the mayonnaise part.
Dude, dogs have their mouth in so much stuff. I don't care.
No, Mochi's mouth.
Mochi dig in, bro.
I see Mochi eat some booty cheeks, yeah. But no way.
Can't do that, bro. Because the thing is, I'll have the same effect. I'll still throw up if she put. You think I'm not gonna, dude? That's throwing up.
You said you'd have the same effect. I thought you meant like kissing back.
What? Dude, the stuff you think of are out of
pocket.
Said,
yeah, I'm sick. My tongue and mochi.
Oh my god.
No, that's the same energy. That's not the same, bro.
Oh my god.
Please, no.
It would be right after she had a mouthful, too.
Oh, yeah. And you right know her teeth are sticking out.
Oh my god.
I can't breathe. Oh my gosh.
Alright, guys, so how quickly can we make Tyrell throw up?
Well, I think we stop, bro. If I throw up, it's over.
I think those two are it. That's it. That's done. He's gone for.
Yeah.
He can't choose either of them. He's throw up. I can't choose either of them. I'd probably throw up.
Realistically, we wouldn't do that. That is, you're going to go to the hospital. Stop. That should be.
I mean, yeah. I could have dog feces just chilling in your mouth, bud.
Ugh.
From Mochi.
All right, what's we gotta think of another. What, another
you know, she's like the way she's looking. It's not just like little lick. She's like
she's in there. Dude.
She's going in. Like she's trying to move your gums out the way, like your lips in the way.
She's like back throat tongue, dude.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I know he's putting a lot of thought into this. This is it's kind of scary. What the frick? That guy's a freak. Holy.
Oh, did you find the list yet?
Dude, this is.
Oh, I think I'm in the same place JT's at. If you had to join a war, which one would it be and why?
This is the phase that Mochi's here. This is the.
You had to join like what? Any war or like.
Yeah, any war.
This is the Mochi phase.
Lord of the Rings war.
Huh? The Lord of the fantasy? Ring war. Sure.
Kind of on the same boat, Lord of the Rings. Sounds sick.
World War II.
This is laying down.
No, nah, I think you know what. No. I want to do fairy tales.
But not. But not for America.
What the heck? This guy's crazy.
This guy's.
I want to do the fairy
tales. That's out of pocket.
That's a hot take.
You said I want to join the war, and you wanted to be on the losing team.
No. I'd make him win.
You and the
him yeah. Alone. Wait, him alone.
World War II.
I'll be a diff.
I have important information.
That's a diff and a half.
Wait, you want to World War One?
Make sure Japan is number one. Make sure Japan is number one.
You want Hitler to win.
Yes. Japan will take over, to trust. It'll be fine.
They'll split it 50-50.
Yeah.
He said no. So what's gonna happen is he's gonna let the European side of the war lose. But he got the whole Pacific front.
Yeah.
Him by himself.
I got some good. Hey, don't attack the Americans. Japan actually wins, okay? Don't attack America. That fucked everything up. Well, they were also invading the Philippines and some other places during that time, too, though.
Well, that was the turning point of the war.
What war would I join?
I'm not actually serious.
I know.
Oh, I did.
The actual Romance of the Three Kingdoms, Chinese War, that thing.
You're gonna be flying, show.
What? Why would I be flying?
I was thinking like those what's that game?
Dynasty Warriors?
Yeah, like Dynasty Warriors, like yeah. Flying around with like, sweeping swords.
Heck yeah, that'd be me. I'd be sick.
JT wants to be in BlueStacks.
Dude, I can have advanced fucking knowledge on that shit too. Easy. It's not like I'm not already like trained, you know?
This beef jerky is good.
All right, favorite soda.
Damn.
It changes, but right now, Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke is bomb. Root beer is always IBC root beer or like homemade root beer at a fair.
I'm Dr. Pepper. He's always there for me.
The doc is in. I have to think. Probably especially now. It's like ginger ale.
Ginger ale's good.
That's a good one.
Swipsh.
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 Hey, boy, you want Swipsh?
You want some Swipsh?
You want some Swipsh? You want some Swipsh? Dude, ginger ale just always hits different.
Dude, that bowl ginger ale, dude, the first you gotta be ready for that.
Yo, the first time having bowl ginger ale?
Yeah, that's a game changer.
Oh my gosh.
The world is over.
The world is over.
I have to like have ice it in ice. I can't do it out of the can.
Dude. You have that hit your sinuses? Yeah. Have you had bowl ginger ale, Tyro?
No.
Oh my gosh. You don't know what you're missing out on. You don't fucking know. The way it clears out your sinuses, too.
Fucking hurts, dude.
It's just like, oh! Oh, I feel like I could breathe.
Hey, there's like levels. It's like the first time you have wasabi, first time you have ginger ale bold.
Yeah. Some of those hitters.
Okay. So, I got another question. Oh, you arrive at the pearly gates in heaven. What do you think God says to you?
The fuck is wrong with you?
You can't join. You can't come in here.
I think you'd be like, you were so close.
Something like that. Nothing.
Got lucky.
It'd be like, this is a bait.
We rolled a dice for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to get a d20. Or you
had to
out.
Be quicker than that. That's unlucky.
My favorite thing I heard was roll for cock size.
I got a lot of ones.
What is this? This is like a joke. This is not even a scenario. A person with multiple personalities is threatening to kill himself. If so, would you consider it a hostage situation?
Why are you laughing at that? What the heck? You sound like a freak right now.
Dude, how is that serious? He has multiple personalities, and you're saying, is it a hostage situation? Why? Who asked that? What is that question? That's why it's funny to me. It's ridiculous. So is it really a hostage situation? He's in control right now. Who's going to stop him?
Oh, God.
Billy from the back.
What's Billy from the back?
What do you mean? From the back of his head. He has multiple, like, what's it called?
Personalities.
If you had to pick a waifu, dude, who's gonna be?
Dude, top 10, like, okay, top 3 anime fucking... Who would you bang? Top 3.
Anime, right, the chick from High School DxD, and Lucy from Fairy Tail. Done.
There's like a lot from High School DxD. Which one?
The red hair girl or the black hair girl?
Red hair.
I like the black hair girl more.
Probably a little bit more freaky.
I want to avoid this question.
You're not allowed to avoid this question. Excuse me?
Are you assuming they're all like
Wanda from
Miss Incredible? Oh yeah, you start
it's
there,
bad.
Dude. She's there. A fucking baddie.
What's yours, JT?
Didn't
Miss Frizzle though?
Didn't we hit Chigo?
Yo, Miss Frizzle is nasty.
Is that the bus?
That's the magic
school. She had that bus. Yeah, she had that magic school bus.
Yeah, you're right about Miss Frizzle.
She had a magic school bus.
Yo, Miss Frizzle is crazy, yo.
Yeah, that's Miss Frizzle. Yeah.
Dude.
I love how the three things I needed was not anime, it was just cartoons.
Yo, but Miss Frizzle is legendary in the land, my guy.
It's tough between Miss Frizzle and Chigo, bro.
She goes.
Yeah, see?
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta hear Alyssa.
Oh.
Alyssa.
All right.
Yeah, she's not saying nothing.
What's yours?
That was me, dude.
Cosmo.
Timmy. No,
Jimmy. Patrick Starr. Patrick Starr.
Okay.
That guy's a star, bro.
No! Dude, this is Patrick!
your top... The three anime boys that you would fuck. You gotta bang them.
Wait, she likes that guy from Demon Slayer.
Which one? There's a multiple guys.
Tengen.
The yellow helmet.
Tengen.
Oh, of course.
The white hair guy.
Okay.
Oh, why you say of course?
Zenitsu said it first. What's his name?
Huh?
That guy. It makes sense.
Levi from Attack on Titan.
Levi's pretty sexy. Okay, yeah, okay.
It's fair.
Fair enough.
I don't know another.
And then the black hair chick from High School DxD.
I bet Ezdeath.
That's a good one.
Ezdeath, she got a rack. And she's in that fucking that like officer uniform. God damn.
Favorite anime.
Laughing? Why the fuck are you laughing at me?
That's Carl, favorite anime.
Favorite anime.
Dude, favorite anime always changes.
It's hard.
It's not like favorite book.
If I had to like try to like keep up with the times and stuff, it's like I guess Naruto.
Yeah, if Naruto like Naruto is definitely at the top for me though. It like floats say, one, two, three ish.
I would say Bleach probably one of the top three.
You're cutting out, no one heard you.
I'd say Bleach.
Okay. Like any of those long fucking animes, like you have to choose that as some of your top animes.
It doesn't have to. That's just that, no, because that's just what the world has considered popular.
I mean, Anohana's pretty good.
There could be a 12 pretty episode good anime that you just love.
If like one of those top, if one of those aren't in your like top five, there's a problem, you know. There's no way. Has to be at least in your top five. Hot take me.
Okay, name your top five then.
Are we just doing favorites of stuff now?
We're just going find shit to talk about.
I mean, you need a sudden ride back at 3 a.m.
Oh,
who would you get to pick you up? Chop. Wait, what?
You know what ride? What? Say that question again.
I said you need a sudden ride back in the morning at 3 a.m. Who would you get to pick you up?
Sun ride.
What? A sudden ride.
I'm playing a game, so it's hard to.
If you ask me, then stop playing the game and listen.
Yeah, oh, sure.
It's a mom type beat.
I would call. Well, I mean, can't call on you. I live in a different state.
What about your friend Alan?
He lives in fucking California.
Oh. If I had to pick one, it's Tyrell.
Shit.
100% would be Marcus because JT ain't waking up.
Fuck no, I ain't waking up.
Yeah, I'm probably calling JT.
I've woken up once for someone who needed a ride in our group, in our friend group.
Yeah, but everyone else would be too far.
But
you'd wake up.
Because normally I like sleep through it. Like you'd have to wake me, like you'd have to call me a bunch of fucking times.
Yeah, I do that.
I'm calling your mom.
How the hell do you have my mom's phone number?
Don't worry about it.
All right, then. This guy's sus.
I spent the night. I'm
kidding. Or Dorian.
Oh, no.
Dorian would get me for sure.
I feel like any of you, if you woke up or were awake, would come get in.
Well, yeah, but like...
Tyro, Dorian would leave you outside.
Yeah, he would. But so would you.
I would get you. Whoa, no way.
Eventually.
I would pick you up. There's no way. You would have to wake me up. That's the hardest part. God damn,
Randy would be like, no, I'm feeding the hoes. And I'm in a game right now. Like,
you know what the worst part is?
What?
Everyone asks him that in our guild now. In the game that I'm playing. Like, just randomly. They'll just be like, it's like fucking 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Hey, Corrosive. I'm like, what? You know, my bad. Hold up. Let me do it like him. Be like, what? And be like, yo, you feed your hoes yet? I'm like, no, I don't do that till later. I always feed my hoes, though. I already know. I caught him on lock. I'm like, hey, okay. This guy needs to chill.
Oh, my God. Brandon, bro.
He has his hoes on lock.
I can't pick you up, bro. I got to feed the hoes an hour, bro.
Oh, you got another member for the podcast.
Huh? Oh, Zitch.
What up?
Why you sound so disappointed?
I'm out, bro.
No,
he's debating about joining now.
I'm just chilling. That shit.
Just like that, huh?
You heard the shiver between, like, oh.
Oh.
Like, that's his arch enemy or something.
You guys are reading too much into it, bro.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the recording, bro. We'll see.
It was bad,
dude. It was bad. You're like, oh, Zetch.
Nah, I had to move the Discord over and see who.
Yeah.
Even Lister was laughing, dude. Not even like she's just laying down.
I'm listening. I hear it. It sounds bad, but that's not how I meant it, bro.
Yeah.
It's okay, Zetch. He doesn't want
to piss me off.
Yeah. what's going on?
You know, I'm just
learning new things about Tyrell.
Doing
asking
scenarios.
Weird questions.
Weird questions, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite anime waifu, dude?
You have to pick your top three that you would bang.
Yeah.
Bang the fuck out of.
No handlebars.
I don't watch enough. Fuck.
Don't lie to me.
Shut the fuck up, you closet
it's
weeb.
It's Bulma. It's Bulma and Ball Z.
Who?
It's like it is Miss Frizzle, huh?
Bulma's a good choice, actually.
Yo, Miss Frizzle though, Magic School Bus. You know what I'm talking about.
Wait, is that the teacher?
Yeah.
She's nasty, bro.
She's crazy.
I like that I'm the oldest one here and I have no idea what her name is. Oh fuck.
It's a Miss Frizzle.
So Miss Frizzle, right?
Frizzle, dude.
Yeah. Sure.
Magic dump truck.
Did he want the squirrel from SpongeBob?
Okay, you got any more? You got any more, Zetch?
Sandy cheeks so he could clap them cheeks?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little weird. That's a little.
Have you guys been drinking all night?
Yes.
Some of them have been drinking. So... Yeah. Actually, I drank too. Oops.
I didn't drink that much.
Define that much.
JC's normally like this.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't
dude,
answer
remember
the question.
When I like, remember when I 15-0'd you in fucking cornhole?
No, I do not remember that.
Oh, we're pretty mad at that.
Oh.
I do remember beating you two times after that, though.
Oh. Yeah, but you didn't perfect me, though. No.
So he admits it. He admits he remembers the 15-0. Two games after that, though, I did.
That was my warm-up game, all right? That was my warm-up game. Him.
He beat me every other game that day.
Oh, that was a warm-up diff, maybe.
But yep. I 15-0'd him, so it doesn't matter.
That's like going at 50-0'd you in Valorant. But I won the next few games.
That's like Tyrell whenever he brings it up.
What are you talking about?
The 3-0 when you three-stalked me?
Yeah.
Brawlhalla?
Yeah, Brawlhalla, back in the day, you know. Some light work, that's what he says. That's what he fucking does to me.
It was light work that day, holy shit.
Dude, the worst part is like my brain was like, the only thing you have to do is not get three stalked. Don't get fucking three stalked. And what happened? I got fucking grabbed, got thrown off the ledge, and fucking down into the ground.
Dude, okay, I that was like almost a perfect game for me though. I was dodging everything. I hit like all my combos, I chained most of my combos, and then like it was just really good positioning. Like I never did that again.
Yeah, I was.
But I never sad. Let you three stalk me, so that's all I needed. Because I'm like, okay, yep. Just don't let it happen to me. No.
You're not wrong.
You are leading a rescue mission on 100 people. The lives of the people are in danger, and you only have two courses of action. The first option will kill 10 people, but the rest will live. The second option will give you a 70% chance of getting everyone saved, but if it fails, everyone dies. What do you choose?
70%.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it's 70%.
Hands down.
Because at least what if was, I fucked
how
up...
How many people are there?
100.
Wait, and the first option 100% gets 10 people out?
Yeah.
No, gets 90 people out.
Yeah, it gets 90 people out. You lose 10. You lose 10.
You lose 10.
There's probably some freaking math thing on this.
I go with the 70 because I don't want to explain to 10 people's families anything. At least if I fucked up, I die.
Like, why didn't I die with these 10 people?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I included in that 10 people? Yeah, no, that sounds like...
And the second option, I'm a hero no matter what.
Because no one will ever know.
Yeah, because guess what? I'm going to be dead. Or, yeah. Like, we're all going to be dead. Or we're all going to be alive and I'm a hero. Like, yeah. That sounds like the play.
Yeah. Plus, like, how do you tell a plan to people? I got a plan, but 10 of you got to do it. Go. Like...
All right, Andrew, you out.
I don't want the game.
He said, we're gonna pick sticks. All right.
As soon as I pull the stick, I'm fighting somebody. Someone you've known for your whole life is in deep pain, paralyzed, and know that the sickness will eat at away at them in a month. Okay. He begs you to kill him instantly with lethal injection. No one will know. Would you kill your close friend?
Yeah.
I'll put you guys to sleep.
Yeah, because you'd be suffering if not, right?
Yeah.
If you're suffering, yeah, I think so. I think I'd have to.
Would you do it if there was a chance? Okay. That was like if no one would know. Like, I feel like that's kind of easy. What if someone would know? Would you be like, shit?
I would still
like, or like not even okay, not 100%. It's a chance. It's a chance because I feel like it wouldn't be 100%. That'd be hard.
I'm biased because I've seen people keep people alive that shouldn't be anymore. They're literally living from like being on systems and ventilators and stuff. And
yeah, but then you're risking going to like the jail time.
That's fine. It's better for the person.
Yeah.
I'll take that risk.
Better take that risk.
I think regardless, I would put my boy down or my girl down. Like, I couldn't stand watching you guys hurt and not be able to do anything about it.
What's it? Yeah, no, yeah, I'm a JT.
Makes sense.
Well, that's not good.
Hold up. I'm sorry, it's not even that funny. But it kills me. You've been raising up the most brilliant child for a whole year. The hospital just informed you of a mix-up. It's not your child. Would you exchange?
I didn't roll well.
Would you exchange a child to fix the mistake?
Would you what?
Would you get the correct child?
How long was it?
A year.
Yeah, you got to.
Wait, but you know he's insane.
Like yes. that kid high rolled everything, dude.
Dude, he like, gave me money.
I'm just laughing because it's like, damn, that's not mine.
Just shit.
I've been bragging. Look, that's my jeans. He's gonna be laughing if I give him back. And then what if mine sucks? Like.
You're talking like it's a Pokemon. That one sucks, man.
Well, like, Like, I'd like to feel like I was a part of the child being brilliant. So now the only thing, if he's not related to me by genes, it was the way I raised him. The other guy already messed up.
Like, don't get ahead of yourself. That's not you, bro.
I'm coping.
What if the reason why he's so brilliant is because, like, it is genes? So these parents, like, probably tried to teach him, and it, like, instilled something into him for the past year.
It's one, bro. You're not gonna instill very much.
So, shit, dude. Maybe it's the fucking food they fed it. Oh no, dude.
The problem is, it's like, well, damn, my kid's over there. Like, I should try to get my kid, because, like, they say exchange. Like, if I say no, I'm not getting my kid back either. But, like, I already got mine. Like,
he's like, can I get the
boat? Got mine.
That's yours now, bro. I can have another kid. I'll just know that there's blood somewhere out there. But that's yours now. I named this one. It's all...
Would you name the kid the same thing?
No. Please say, no.
Like, your first kid, he was named Billy. Do you name the second kid Billy? Because that's what his original name was supposed to be?
No, I think he stuck with the other name, because they'll fuck him up for so long.
He's one! He's level one, my guy!
He's okay. Level one.
He's only, like, level one!
Imagine, I swear, I bet you for the rest of his life, he'll never know, but he'll be like, why is someone calling me Lucas? Like, why do I perk up every time someone says, it'd be like a psychological thing. I swear to God, it probably is a thing. Like, just keep his name, it's whatever. I mean, well, his last name has to switch, of course. Doesn't matter. No, wait, do you have to do the paperwork to switch it? Because if I have to do paperwork, because it's going to be swapped.
Oh, you would have to do paperwork.
No, I'm not doing paperwork. No.
Oh, yeah, yes, you are.
They're keeping the name, bro.
trying again. We're going to do it right the second time.
And if they threaten me to use paper, that I have to do paperwork, I said, that's not mine. I'm not doing the exchange. I'm not doing paperwork. Fuck, that sucks, bro. For the kid, not for me. I got mine.
He said the vending machine was out of order. He said, I pressed B7, I got a C6. I don't understand.
I love that question. It was pretty tough, but I made my decision.
What was your decision again?
No.
The child I got originally. I'm not. No, fuck your mix up. You didn't mix shit.
Well, he's level one.
It's my level one. And I'm gonna get him to level 18. You're not gonna take all my XP, all my work for your fake ass level one? It's got like.
But that's your fake ass level one.
You know how, like, you keep rebooting in Pokemon for the best stats, and you get one like, oh, this guy has shit stats. No, you're not switching it up. My fundamentals are good. My base stats are good.
Damn.
This kid is gonna help me retire. He's gonna take care of me. Fuck that kid.
Hey, so what happens after 16 years and he's an asshole? Then do you care about him or no?
But yeah, what if he doesn't like you?
Yeah, what if he doesn't like you? And he has no clue, but you do.
That's unlucky. If he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you, but you're hoping he does. I'll tell him about his sorry-ass parents and how they stole my kid and switched you. It wasn't me.
I would just keep, like, talking like it's my kid. Like, he just keeps saying that. Like, I just believe it's my kid wholeheartedly.
That's not right. I think they mixed up.
That's messed up, man. That's your kid. Chicken. That's not mine.
Oh, you don't love him? You don't want to keep him? All right.
Yeah, you get what you get.
Yeah, don't throw a fit.
Don't throw a fit. You get what you get.
Oh, man. I love that question.
I need another drink. Be right back.
Next question.
Lucky man. What would you wear for the rest of your life if you could only wear one set of clothes?
Man, you gotta wear like those like track jackets that like when it's cold they stay cold, like heat you up, and if it's hot it cools down. You can't just be like t-shirt, tank top, some tracksuit like that.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. You'd be looking like a character all the damn time. I'd want something comfortable, but then like, if it's hot, it's kind of fucking sucks. Well, I assume you. You're not actually wearing it when you go to sleep, but I guess when you go out, it still sucks.
Reminds me of the Proud Family. When yeah. Penny looks at her wardrobe, it's just that like red shirt all the way down. That's all she got.
I think I'd have to go with like sweats and a shirt, like a.
Is this a wear thing, one thing for the rest of your life thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Is it cheating if I wear layers?
It's only one set. You wouldn't be able to have layers. It is cheating because then what? You're just going to switch it out?
Well, I'm like... So if... Well, I'm talking about is like... If you're wearing like... A regular t-shirt... Like... Maybe like a button up, like a white t-shirt is what I'm thinking of. Like a white t-shirt, button up, and then a jacket.
But it's the same fit every time?
Yeah, it's the same exact thing every time.
Oh yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Because I'm thinking like, okay, I have to go out in the cold, you know? Yeah. If I'm out in the cold, I want more layers.
I'm imagining if like you're in a cartoon. Take
off more layers.
I imagine it's a cartoon where they're always just the same, and one day it's just hot, and you're looking at that guy, and you're like, that guy must be hot as fuck. Like, like that's no matter, that's what you're wearing.
Fuck, like, the, like the bald dude from fucking Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
Where he's wearing a sweater vest always. Fuck. Dang, man. It has to be a t-shirt.
Yeah. I did. I said sweats and a plain t-shirt, man. Maybe a hat. Maybe.
Sweats are good. Sweats are good.
I'll do my black, what are those called? Joggers that I wear.
Okay.
Yeah. And
joggers?
Yeah. And one of my, like, sweater t-shirt hoodie things. My hoodie t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if I had to choose the color of it, probably the maroon one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
White kicks.
Yeah, you have to go white kicks. Have to.
Dude, it always looks good. And so, because you're a fucking cartoon character and you always have the same outfit on, those things are fucking clean as shit every day, baby. Yeah.
I was gonna say slides, but sometimes you know, like you be going places and slides is not
sometimes
it.
You gotta run. You don't know when you gotta run. You can't run in slides. Running in slides suck.
Yeah. Dude, I stepped on a wood chip, and I didn't know this, but I was walking, and like, it felt like there was something in my foot, and there was like a, it was like a thorn in the bottom of it, and I had to like, it was so hard to pull out. Not my foot. It wasn't in my foot. It was in the slide. But
oh, into your slide, not into your foot.
Okay. Yeah.
That's still like, because you can feel that shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god. But I'm surprised it didn't make a whole hole. But it took. I needed something with grip to pull it out. It was so funny.
Oh, what the fuck?
Not neither, frick.